The World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, have launched a new initiative that is sure to have parents up in arms. The WEF is now calling for schools to introduce children as young as 4 years old to hardcore pornography in an effort to encourage children to explore their sexuality and gender options outside of the family home. Before we begin, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community, the link is below this video, to support the channel. The WEF, which has tapped the Clinton family to push the new initiative, claims that there's a right-wing campaign to deny children the human right to enjoy their sexuality and try on different genders for size, away from the prying eyes of parents. Hillary Clinton infamously declared that it takes a village to raise a child, and conservatives at the time were right to question her intentions.
20 years ago, I wrote a book called It Takes a Village. And a lot of people looked at the title and asked, what the heck do you mean by that? This is what I mean.
The Clintons believe that children should be encouraged to enjoy hardcore porn so that they can explore their sexuality and gender identity. Chelsea Clinton, who previously insisted that a person with a beard and a penis can absolutely be a woman, is now dedicating her time and resources to promoting the dissemination of hardcore pornographic material in our schools. According to Chelsea, it's harmful for children to grow up in an environment without pornography. To put Chelsea's statement in context, the book she's recommending contains sexually explicit material, including visual depictions of oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, and most disturbingly, adult sexual contact with a minor. That's right, Chelsea Clinton is endorsing a book that promotes paedophilia. Twitter users across the board were disgusted with Chelsea's new campaign to encourage children to explore their sexuality through pornography at school. We probably shouldn't be too surprised considering who raised her. This is a portrait of her father, found in the mansion of notorious paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, his close friend. It seems the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Do you ever get the feeling they're mocking us? Here is satanic witch Marina Abramovich dumping real coagulated blood on a child effigy. Right after COVID-19 was released, she posed with Jacob Rothschild in front of a painting called Satan Summoning His Legions. The elite do not have our best interests at heart, and we need to find ways to fight back. After this quick break, we will expose exactly why the WEF is so keen on sexualizing our children at a young age. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite admit that they want to bankrupt us, and now they're making their move. There were 3 bank runs last month, including the 2nd and 3rd largest bank runs in history. And now the Biden regime is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. And guess what that means? More money printing, more inflation, and more dollar devaluation. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. The only people who aren't afraid are those who invested with gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold has been a store of value for millennia and is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Visit the link below this video to secure your wealth now and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. Despite the backlash, the WEF maintains that forcing children to consume pornography is necessary because introducing children to pornography at an early age will help them overcome any hang-ups they have around sex and will help them mature earlier and focus on important issues in the world. In case you're wondering what that looks like, here is a new statue outside what used to be the Women's Museum in liberal Denmark, but has now been renamed the Gender Museum. Hundreds of school children attend this museum every day. The WEF has come under fire for its lack of transparency in how this initiative was proposed and developed. The organisation has yet to provide any evidence that sexualising children at an early age will have any benefits for anybody, with the obvious exceptions of groomers, paedophiles and perverts. The results of the initiative are clear to see. Parents in a Texas school district are demanding answers from school officials after first graders allegedly forced their 6-year-old classmate to perform an oral sex act while they filmed it, despite a teacher being in the classroom. This hasn't stopped the mainstream media from jumping on the bandwagon and promoting the WEF's depraved initiative. CNN, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, has been urging its viewers to join the campaign to normalize pornography for young children. According to CNN, anybody who uses the term groomer to describe somebody trying to sexualize children should be cancelled and banned from social media platforms. CNN's pro-grooming stance should come as no surprise, given what executives at the network get up to behind closed doors.
Chris Cuomo, obviously, ex-CNN primetime talent's producer, was just charged by authorities with luring girls for sexual training. Now, his name is John Griffin of Stamford, Connecticut. I'm just reading directly from this. Allegedly used messaging apps to befriend and persuade moms of young girls, telling them a woman is a woman regardless of her age, and that he should be the one to, quote, train their daughters sexually, according to an indictment from the U.S. Attorney of Vermont.
This is how the globalist elite shut down free speech and promote immorality. In the US, they claim that you are being homophobic. In the UK, they claim you're racist. Of course, the mainstream media has been co-opted by the World Economic Forum, and they will try to cancel you if you dare to speak sense about any of these issues. According to the mainstream media in 2023, obesity is healthy. The vaccines are not causing people to keel over and die. Abortion is love. And biological men who identify as women do not have any physical advantage over female athletes in sports. George Orwell warned us about these times. He said they would try to convince us that war is peace. How right he was. Only time will tell if this controversial initiative is adopted by countries around the world. But one thing is for sure. Parents who do not want their children to be raised by a village are not going to go down without a fight. And nor should they. The World Economic Forum has issued a series of chilling warnings to people all over the world. Hand over your sovereignty to the global elite, subscribe to our values, or face certain death. This power-hungry cabal of billionaires and politicians has long plotted to enslave the masses, and now they're making their move. If we do not comply with their demands, the WEF warns, we will face certain doom. They claim that only by handing over our freedom and children to the elite can we hope to avoid the catastrophes that are looming on the horizon. But more and more people are refusing to submit to the WEF's tyrannical demands. Brave activists and rebels are rising up to fight back against the global elite, determined to defend their sovereignty at any cost, determined to protect their families and those they love. Will you join them in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours. But whatever you do, do not underestimate the consequences of your choices. The World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, have launched a new initiative that is sure to have parents up in arms. The WEF is now calling for schools to introduce children as young as 4 years old to hardcore pornography in an effort to encourage children to explore their sexuality and gender options outside of the family home. Before we begin, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community, the link is below this video, to support the channel. The WEF, which has tapped the Clinton family to push the new initiative, claims that there's a right-wing campaign to deny children the human right to enjoy their sexuality and try on different genders for size, away from the prying eyes of parents. Hillary Clinton infamously declared that it takes a village to raise a child. And conservatives at the time were right to question her intentions.
20 years ago, I wrote a book called It Takes a Village. And a lot of people looked at the title and asked, what the heck do you mean by that? This is what I mean.
The Clintons believe that children should be encouraged to enjoy hardcore porn so that they can explore their sexuality and gender identity. Chelsea Clinton, who previously insisted that a person with a beard and a penis can absolutely be a woman, is now dedicating her time and resources to promoting the dissemination of hardcore pornographic material in our schools. According to Chelsea, it's harmful for children to grow up in an environment without pornography. To put Chelsea's statement in context, the book she's recommending contains sexually explicit material, including visual depictions of oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, and most disturbingly, adult sexual contact with a minor. That's right, Chelsea Clinton is endorsing a book that promotes paedophilia. Twitter users across the board were disgusted with Chelsea's new campaign to encourage children to explore their sexuality through pornography at school. We probably shouldn't be too surprised considering who raised her. This is a portrait of her father, found in the mansion of notorious paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, his close friend. It seems the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Do you ever get the feeling they're mocking us? Here is satanic witch Marina Abramovich dumping real coagulated blood on a child effigy. Right after COVID-19 was released, she posed with Jacob Rothschild in front of a painting called Satan Summoning His Legions. The elite do not have our best interests at heart, and we need to find ways to fight back. After this quick break, we will expose exactly why the WEF is so keen on sexualizing our children at a young age. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite admit that they want to bankrupt us, and now they're making their move. There were three bank runs last month, including the second and third largest bank runs in history. And now the Biden regime is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. And guess what that means? More money printing, more inflation, and more dollar devaluation. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. The only people who aren't afraid are those who invested with gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold has been a store of value for millennia and is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Visit the link below this video to secure your wealth now and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. Despite the backlash, the WEF maintains that forcing children to consume pornography is necessary because introducing children to pornography at an early age will help them overcome any hang-ups they have around sex and will help them mature earlier and focus on important issues in the world. In case you're wondering what that looks like, here is a new statue outside what used to be the Women's Museum in liberal Denmark, but has now been renamed the Gender Museum. Hundreds of schoolchildren attend this museum every day. The WEF has come under fire for its lack of transparency in how this initiative was proposed and developed. The organisation has yet to provide any evidence that sexualising children at an early age will have any benefits for anybody, with the obvious exceptions of groomers, paedophiles and perverts. The results of the initiative are clear to see. Parents in a Texas school district are demanding answers from school officials after first graders allegedly forced their 6-year-old classmate to perform an oral sex act while they filmed it despite a teacher being in the classroom. This hasn't stopped the mainstream media from jumping on the bandwagon and promoting the WEF's depraved initiative. CNN, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, has been urging its viewers to join the campaign to normalise pornography for young children. According to CNN, anybody who uses the term groomer to describe somebody trying to sexualise children should be cancelled and banned from social media platforms. CNN's pro-grooming stance should come as no surprise, given what executives at the network get up to behind closed doors.
Chris Cuomo, obviously, ex-CNN primetime talents producer, was just charged by authorities with luring girls for sexual training. Now, his name is John Griffin of Stamford, Connecticut. I'm just reading directly from this. Allegedly used messaging apps to befriend and persuade moms of young girls, telling them a woman is a woman regardless of her age, and that he should be the one to, quote, train their daughters sexually, according to an indictment from the U.S. Attorney of Vermont.
This is how the globalist elite shut down free speech and promote immorality. In the US, they claim that you are being homophobic. In the UK, they claim you're racist. Of course, the mainstream media has been co-opted by the World Economic Forum, and they will try to cancel you if you dare to speak sense about any of these issues. According to the mainstream media in 2023, obesity is healthy. The vaccines are not causing people to keel over and die. Abortion is love. And biological men who identify as women do not have any physical advantage over female athletes in sports. George Orwell warned us about these times. He said they would try to convince us that war is peace. How right he was. Only time will tell if this controversial initiative is adopted by countries around the world. But one thing is for sure. Parents who do not want their children to be raised by a village are not going to go down without a fight. And nor should they. The World Economic Forum has issued a series of chilling warnings to people all over the world. Hand over your sovereignty to the global elite, subscribe to our values, or face certain death. This power-hungry cabal of billionaires and politicians has long plotted to enslave the masses, and now they're making their move. If we do not comply with their demands, the WEF warns, we will face certain doom. They claim that only by handing over our freedom and children to the elite can we hope to avoid the catastrophes that are looming on the horizon. But more and more people are refusing to submit to the WEF's tyrannical demands. Brave activists and rebels are rising up to fight back against the global elite, determined to defend their sovereignty at any cost, determined to protect their families and those they love. Will you join them in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours. But whatever you do, do not underestimate the consequences of your choices. The World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, have launched a new initiative that is sure to have parents up in arms. The WEF is now calling for schools to introduce children as young as 4 years old to hardcore pornography in an effort to encourage children to explore their sexuality and gender options outside of the family home. Before we begin, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community, the link is below this video, to support the channel. The WEF, which has tapped the Clinton family to push the new initiative, claims that there's a right-wing campaign to deny children the human right to enjoy their sexuality and try on different genders for size, away from the prying eyes of parents. Hillary Clinton infamously declared that it takes a village to raise a child, and conservatives at the time were right to question her intentions.
20 years ago, I wrote a book called It Takes a Village. And a lot of people looked at the title and asked, what the heck do you mean by that? This is what I mean.
The Clintons believe that children should be encouraged to enjoy hardcore porn so that they can explore their sexuality and gender identity. Chelsea Clinton, who previously insisted that a person with a beard and a penis can absolutely be a woman, is now dedicating her time and resources to promoting the dissemination of hardcore pornographic material in our schools. According to Chelsea, it's harmful for children to grow up in an environment without pornography. To put Chelsea's statement in context, the book she's recommending contains sexually explicit material, including visual depictions of oral sex, anal sex, masturbation, and most disturbingly, adult sexual contact with a minor. That's right, Chelsea Clinton is endorsing a book that promotes paedophilia. Twitter users across the board were disgusted with Chelsea's new campaign to encourage children to explore their sexuality through pornography at school. We probably shouldn't be too surprised considering who raised her. This is a portrait of her father, found in the mansion of notorious paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, his close friend. It seems the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Do you ever get the feeling they're mocking us? Here is satanic witch Marina Abramovic dumping real coagulated blood on a child effigy. Right after COVID-19 was released, she posed with Jacob Rothschild in front of a painting called Satan Summoning His Legions. The elite do not have our best interests at heart, and we need to find ways to fight back. After this quick break, we will expose exactly why the WEF is so keen on sexualizing our children at a young age. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite admit that they want to bankrupt us, and now they're making their move. There were 3 bank runs last month, including the 2nd and 3rd largest bank runs in history. And now the Biden regime is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. And guess what that means? More money printing, more inflation, and more dollar devaluation. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. The only people who aren't afraid are those who invested with gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold has been a store of value for millennia and is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Visit the link below this video to secure your wealth now and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. Despite the backlash, the WEF maintains that forcing children to consume pornography is necessary because introducing children to pornography at an early age will help them overcome any hang-ups they have around sex and will help them mature earlier and focus on important issues in the world. In case you're wondering what that looks like, here is a new statue outside what used to be the Women's Museum in Liberal Denmark, but has now been renamed the Gender Museum. Hundreds of schoolchildren attend this museum every day. The WEF has come under fire for its lack of transparency in how this initiative was proposed and developed. The organisation has yet to provide any evidence that sexualising children at an early age will have any benefits for anybody, with the obvious exceptions of groomers, paedophiles and perverts. The results of the initiative are clear to see. Parents in a Texas school district are demanding answers from school officials after first graders allegedly forced their 6-year-old classmate to perform an oral sex act while they filmed it, despite a teacher being in the classroom. This hasn't stopped the mainstream media from jumping on the bandwagon and promoting the WEF's depraved initiative. CNN, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, has been urging its viewers to join the campaign to normalise pornography for young children. According to CNN, anybody who uses the term groomer to describe somebody trying to sexualize children should be cancelled and banned from social media platforms. CNN's pro-grooming stance should come as no surprise, given what executives at the network get up to behind closed doors.
Chris Cuomo, obviously, ex-CNN primetime talents producer, was just charged by authorities with luring girls for sexual training. Now, his name is John Griffin of Stamford, Connecticut. I'm just reading directly from this. Allegedly used messaging apps to befriend and persuade moms of young girls, telling them a woman is a woman regardless of her age, and that he should be the one to, quote, train their daughters sexually, according to an indictment from the U.S. Attorney of Vermont.
This is how the globalist elite shut down free speech and promote immorality. In the US, they claim that you are being homophobic. In the UK, they claim you're racist. Of course, the mainstream media has been co-opted by the World Economic Forum, and they will try to cancel you if you dare to speak sense about any of these issues. According to the mainstream media in 2023, obesity is healthy. The vaccines are not causing people to keel over and die. Abortion is love, and biological men who identify as women do not have any physical advantage over female athletes in sports. George Orwell warned us about these times. He said they would try to convince us that war is peace. How right he was. Only time will tell if this controversial initiative is adopted by countries around the world. But one thing is for sure. Parents who do not want their children to be raised by a village are not going to go down without a fight. And nor should they. The World Economic Forum has issued a series of chilling warnings to people all over the world. Hand over your sovereignty to the global elite, subscribe to our values, or face certain death. This power-hungry cabal of billionaires and politicians has long plotted to enslave the masses, and now they're making their move. If we do not comply with their demands, the WEF warns, we will face certain doom. They claim that only by handing over our freedom and children to the elite can we hope to avoid the catastrophes that are looming on the horizon. But more and more people are refusing to submit to the WEF's tyrannical demands. Brave activists and rebels are rising up to fight back against the global elite, determined to defend their sovereignty at any cost, determined to protect their families and those they love. Will you join them in the fight for freedom, or will you cower in fear and submit to the demands of the global elite? The choice is yours. But whatever you do, do not underestimate the consequences of your choices.